Rachel urged Lucky into a trot. A dark shape leaped out of the trees to their right. Lucky reared, but Rachel held on tightly. The shape began to circle them. Rachel yelled as loudly as she could. All of a sudden, she heard voices everywhere. Circles of light surrounded Rachel, temporarily blinding her. She was conscious of someone grabbing Lucky's bridle and talking to the horse to calm him down. Rachel recognized her father's voice. "Dad, how did you find me?" Then she remembered why she was here in the first place. "Have you found Claude yet?" "You are in so much trouble, young lady." Tom helped his daughter to the ground and gave her a hug. "No," he whispered, "we haven't found him yet." Another pair of hands reached out to hug Rachel. Abra didn't say anything as she held on to her friend. Tom, Vicky, and Sheriff Claxton described how they'd discovered that an old oil pipeline ran across the Montoya property. And then Abra had told them about finding the flower. A wet nose nudged Rachel's leg, and she jumped. She felt silly when she realized it was Scratch. "If Scratch is here, then Claude must be near here," Rachel said excitedly. Sheriff Claxton put a leash on Scratch's collar and then handed it to Rachel. When the dog pulled toward the orchard, everyone followed.